Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Jason is in North Bergen. What's up, Jason?
Look, I agree with you guys. I agree with you guys, but I don't know what the right answer is for Dane and Chable.
Yeah.
Dane and Chable. Dable and Shane.
Yep.
But I know that they hit last year on 5 picks. If they can hit on 3 this year, then that puts the team in a little bit of better position.
Justin is in Morris Township. What's up, Justin?
I am a lifelong Giants fan. I am really on the verge with this. I mean, this has put me towards the end. I don't know how they can sit here and say that they don't care how bad the team is. I mean, let me just put it in perspective. They took over. The team was a 4-win team with 4 good players. 3 years later, they are a 3-win team with 4 good players.
That's a good way to say it. And there you have it. That's been the theme of the day. Giants deciding to keep Shane and Dable for at least another year. It's basically get a quarterback, win, or else. From that perspective, in case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. We've also mentioned plenty of Jets stuff. And just to button that up, BT, the Jets will interview. They have interviewed Vrabel and Ron Rivera. Up next, Rex Ryan, Brian Flores, Josh McCown, Joe Brady, Matt Nagy,
jeez,
Arthur Smith, Brian Greasy, Aaron Glenn, Vance Joseph, Bobby Slowick.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Oh, one more, too. Joe Beningo.
Yeah, we get Joe in there. Yeah. Steve Gelbs throwing the bone.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's the list Schefter tweeted out.
Hit that again, but give a quick pause after each name.
Vrabel.
Obviously the man.
Rivera.
Not interested.
Rex.
Not interested.
Flores.
Yes.
McCown.
I guess I'll have the interview.
Brady. Joe Brady.
I mean, different circumstances would be very interested. Somewhat interested.
Matt Nagy.
Not interested.
Now, the key with those three guys, McCown, obviously former quarterback, Brady, Nagy, both offensive guys. Arthur Smith.
Not interested.
I think you're sleeping on Arthur Smith a little bit.
No way.
Let me just read. I know why he would not be appealing as a hire. It does not mean that he wouldn't be a good head coach, especially a second go-round.
But, well, I don't think he was good last, but I don't want him. No
I think
way.
He's better than the knucklehead that they hired in Atlanta now with Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris can't coach his way out of a paper bag. Guy takes 2 timeouts into overtime again. What are you doing with the timeouts in overtime? Use them. Good God. These coaches are not a coach.
Who else is on the list there?
I'm sorry. Brian Greasy.
As the head coach?
I think he was the quarterback's coach for San Francisco. Yeah,
I'm
going to
pass
coach
on that.
Aaron Glenn.
Interested.
Vance Joseph.
No.
Bobby Slowick.
Intriguing.
You know, it's like no Carroll on here, no Kingsbury on here, no Gruden on here.
Yeah, I know.
So if you go by this list, I think you and I agree who we want.
Mm-hmm.
It's Flores.
Yeah, it is.
Based off of this list, I don't even think it's really close. All right, BT, it's Alan Fain. Now, let's hear from Brian Dable. Hoff has some cuts. Dable met the media just a little while ago talking about his new lease on life here with the Giants.
As the season wound down, what were your feelings about what was going to happen next year with you? And, you know, when did you finally get that notification that you were going to be back?
Yeah, like I said, I've been in constant communication with ownership, heard this morning. Thankful for the opportunity. Got a lot of work to do. Obviously, 3-14, not good enough.
All right, you get...
Yeah, I haven't made any staff changes. I just say everything wasn't good enough. So, you know, when you only win 3 games, there's a lot of things that need to be improved. And, again, it's only the day after the last game, so we'll get started on that process.
Are you considering staff changes? Are you considering it?
Look, we just got done. We just got done with meeting with the players. I'll sit down with all the coaches, and we'll make the best decisions we can for the football team.
So you're not
I'll say that, but you, by this point last year, you had already moved on from Thomas McGahee and Bobby Johnson. So it's not crazy that you would have already thought about making staff changes.
Yeah, haven't thought about it in terms of, you know, I got a lot of confidence in the guys that have, you know, put the time and effort and energy in. The results were terrible. But we're moving forward here and do everything we can do to improve it.
Just sounds beaten down.
Is that it or we got more?
Let's
two
do
more?
Okay,
good.
Have you thought about not calling plays next year?
Yeah, I brought that up. I brought that up to him in a meeting. Again, there's no decision that's been made. We'll sit back and take a look at everything and do what we need to do.
And?
That you were found out today that you're coming back for next year, but there's obviously no commitment beyond that. Beyond it here, does that make you more willing or more likely to pursue a veteran quarterback than a rookie quarterback who you will have to obviously develop?
Yeah, I'd say we'll pursue anything we think can make us better. NFL is usually a one-year deal anyway, so we'll do everything we can do to be much better than we were this year.
That's a tough listen. That is a boring listen. I'm not saying he's got to entertain us and put on the clown suit, but I mean... You know, and I heard him yesterday. I was in the car coming back from something real quick, and I heard him, our buddy Casillas, of course, who's great. Shout out to him. And I heard his post-game press conference. And I get it. The reporters wanted to turn it into a post-end-of-the-year press conference, and Brian was kind of trying to treat it, which I also understand his perspective, more, hey, we just lost the Eagles, let me deal with this, to the Eagles, let me deal with this, rather than the macro version, which we'll get to when I speak with ownership here. He just sounds... He sounds beaten.
Well, think about all the stuff that's already happened here. After the first year, like year one, everything was going in accordance to plan, actually exceeding the plan as far as the results went, making it to the postseason. Nobody really believed that they were going to be that team moving forward, but we did think that they could take steps forward and maybe close the gap a little bit. A second year with Daniel Jones, making the offense a little bit better, stay healthy, whatever it may be, and it fell off. And then you're talking about, okay, well now... Dable's taking over play calling as he takes the reins from Kafka. There was talking about, you know, what's going on in the headsets. Is Dable too hard on his coaches? Obviously, Wink, Martindale, and all the stuff that went out with that. So he took over play calling, fired the coordinator, brought in a new defensive coordinator in Bowen. Other coaching changes were made, and then they got worse.
Yeah.
So this has been a convoluted mess, and now they're talking about going backwards where Dable may give up the play calling now. Like, I don't know how you can have this sloppy of a mess and expect to clean it up next year. Generally, these things go the way that we expect it, where it's just going to, the wheels are going to fall off and it's going to be over. There hasn't been a smooth ascension since these two, Shane and Dable, have taken over.
I know the optics would matter. There could be multiple types of 5-12s, but if the Giants go 5-12 next year, are these guys back?
I do think it matters largely on what the quarterback situation is. Yeah. If it's a young quarterback, let's just say Shador Sanders, and he's looking good and is energizing the fan base, and they're in some tight games. I don't think the win-loss record matters as much. But ultimately, even if you take that in for account, I'm not sure that they would be back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just worried that the motivation this offseason is going to be to fix this for 2025, when that might not be the best big-picture solution.
Bottom line is this. We could sit there and talk about the schedule or where we think the Giants are at. They better be competitive at the highest of levels. Like, no more, oh, it's okay if you get bludgeoned by the Eagles in games that matter by 20-plus points anymore. Mm. No more being second fiddle to Washington, you know, this year, whatever, or even Dallas for that matter. Who knows what they're going to do. But Dallas still has been better than the Giants, even with them coming down a little bit. Like, the Giants are going to be expected to win and compete next year, and there shouldn't be any excuses. It's year four now. So I don't care if it's year one of a quarterback. It doesn't matter. We've seen how come Denver could take a rookie quarterback and get to the postseason. Like, it happens. It shouldn't be this curve of, okay, well, whatever quarterback they have, it's going to take a while. Nonsense. They have to figure it out. I think that's what Mara's basically saying, and they really should. Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but that's where we should be at in year four. No more excuses. Go compete at the highest of levels in the NFC for one of the seven playoff spots.
I think you're going to disagree with this, and I'm gonna wrap it up with a Jets and Giants simultaneous take here. I really haven't thought this, and I certainly have said it less than I thought it on the air. I feel like right now, just today, forget about the history, I think the Jets' plan is better than the Giants. I think and I know as soon as you hear the Jets' plan's better, it makes sense. You can reach for the Woody stuff, and Woody's got to prove that he's going to change, and we'll see. But, like, they are very buttoned up in, you know, it's a very extensive list with diverse backgrounds. I don't just mean race, but I mean offense and previous head coaches and ascending coordinators. Like, it seems like it's a well-structured, smartly compiled list of potential candidates, and the Giants woke up today, and they were like, eh, I don't know, let's just bring him back.
Yeah, from that perspective, I mean, I need to see who they hire. But yeah, I like the search. I mean, outside of Rex, I like the search for the Jets. But if they hired Rex, for example, then what you just said...
They're not hiring Rex.
No, but I'm just... But you would agree that if they did, then everything that you just said...
Yes, I would. If with that list of about 11 or 12 names, if they walk away with Rex Ryan, then it is hopeless.
And by the way, that list is... It's good, but it's...
I think it's pretty good.
It still could even be better.
I think... it could be like, with what? Like
three
with Gruden?
Three of my top four, Carroll, Gruden, Kingsbury, aren't even on the list.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, look, realistically, Kingsbury...
But I don't think Pete's on anybody's list. Yeah, maybe he just doesn't want to coach.
It doesn't mean that's right. And Kingsbury, to be fair, probably, I would think, would be destined for Chicago. Or at least maybe that would be his top choice. Yeah, with Caleb. Anyway, point is, I could see why you would say that.
Just feels that way early.
Well, even if you take the Jets plan, whatever that is, out of it, the Giants plan is not a good one. To have lame duck general manager, head coach, forcing a quarterback on them with a roster that is not very good.
No, it's the worst possible plan.
And expecting to win next year.
It's a dangerous game, but they're back and we wish them well and we hope that they change the narrative, which is...
Desperately hope that they change the narrative. Even if it's for a one-off, I don't care. Just give us a good football season next year, please.
Yeah, be nice.
They'll be back. Shane and Dable will be back tomorrow.
Our Super Bowl's upon us, Sal. Yeah, Jets and the Giants. Jets all season stuff.
Right. Giants draft and quarterback. Where are they getting one? And what are the Jets going to do for a general manager head coach combination? All right. That does it for us. Thanks to Dope. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back at it tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Stay safe with that snow out there. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.